Proclamation number 5735 of 1st of August, 1953. God's love and grace pursues all people. I truly don't want to withhold anything from you. I want to shower you with grace. I want to step into your path and offer you my gift of grace so that you will only change your will and strive towards me. You still go other ways and your eyes are still turned towards the world. You don't let thoughts of me arise because the world captivates all your thoughts. And yet I also meet you in the midst of the world's hustle and bustle so that you reflect on yourselves and seriously evaluate the world against what I offer you. Each one of you will be touched by my hand. Each one can take hold of my hand if he wants to and then let himself be guided. Yet anyone who is self-willed resists and strives away from me. And I do not hinder him because he has free will, which I never break by force but only want to change. But I pursue every person with my love and grace, which he will realize one day when he looks back on his earthly life, when the spiritual kingdom has accepted him and he sees himself and his will, which often rejected my approaches and thereby impeded his spiritual progress. My love is constantly intent on winning his will for me, and therefore I refrain from doing anything which could contribute towards this. But people don't recognize me when I step into their path. They only ever look at me with worldly eyes, that is, if I speak to them in the words their ears certainly hear it but their heart is not touched by it. And thus I rarely find entrance to a human heart. The world drowns out the soft knocking at the door of his heart. They pay attention to its call but not to the call from above which nevertheless sounds in their ears again and again because I will not give up on the human being as long as he dwells on earth. But if he pays attention to the gentle knocking and opens the door, I will enter him and bring him a delicious gift. I bring him riches which he cannot acquire in this world. I bring him a gift that does not make his body happy, but his soul, because it strengthens it and makes it fit for life and eternity. You humans should think about eternity, about the life of your soul after death. You should think more often about the fact that your life on earth does not last long, that it is transient, and you should think about what is imperishable. You should take care of your soul so that it receives on earth what it needs to mature. You should give it strong nourishment which is my word alone, which I myself convey to you in order to gain you for eternity. Evaluate your earthly life for life in the spiritual kingdom. Have the will to fulfill your earthly purpose of life. Then you will also recognize me if I step into your path. And you will not reject me if I want to give you my gift of grace, my word, which proclaims my will to you and also conveys strength to you to fulfill it. Amen.